Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me on this Walk and Talk with Avalon, episode 174. I am wishing you a magnificent day, a magnificent evening, a magnificent morning to inspire you to have a happy day. So if you stop listening now, that's great, but keep on playing. I want to encourage you as a mentor and as your mentor as you're listening to be mindful. And in our mindful thought of the day, our video is calming scenery. These are the videos that can fit into multiple categories. So the scenery itself is beautiful. In this one, it is a lake that has sand around it with palm trees in the middle of the day, a little bit of fog. It is beautiful. Take a look in the description below. And our thought that goes with this video and this episode is reflect on a happy memory of someone from your past. Now we can reflect on lots of happy memories that we've had, but reflect about somebody from your past, and not necessarily recent past, but past of 10 years ago. Someone who you may have been best of friends with at that time. What was it in your life that caused you to be best of friends? Where were you both at that time of your life? And how different is it now, 10 years later, that has caused you to go different paths and no longer have that best friend, that friendship, that person who you thought of often? How have you changed? How have you grown? How have they changed? Who are you now that you weren't then? Take some time to think about how different and how much you've grown in that period of time. Maybe it's somebody who is a mentor to you, someone who helped you in college, in school, that first job, even that second job, and was a very important person in your life who you looked up to and you respected. Where are they now? And where are you now? How different are you from that student, that first job, that first career path? Who were they and why were they important at that time in your life? Maybe you want to reflect about a family member, about a grandparent, an aunt, uncle, even a parent, if they're no longer with you. The memories that you had together, the joys, the laughters, the frustrations, the angers. What was it then that it isn't any longer? What do you miss? What did you learn? What did you gain? Now, I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I want you to reflect about how much you gained from someone else, how much you learned, whether it was positive reinforcement behavior or negative reinforcement behavior. Did they teach you things that you would never ever do again in your life? Did they teach you ways to live a better life? There's so much we learn from the people we cross upon our pathways. And sometimes it's only brief. There are some people we only know for a moment in time through a project or through a class. And then they're gone and you're gone. And there's some people you wonder, wow, I didn't even know their last name, but we were good friends for a moment in time. It's amazing to think about how we cross paths with others and we get messages from others that we didn't even know we needed or expected to happen. But they leave us with good memories years on. And the ones that don't leave us with good memories, put them away. They don't need to be brought out ever again. Toss them out into the universe, figuratively. Take it on a piece of paper and throw it out. Let it go out into space and burn. Let those negative people away from anything and keep the positive memories, the better you and the people who shaped you into positivity. Reflect on that and how much you have grown and changed in the last 10 years, in the last 20 years, from some of the things that you have done in your life and in your pathway. You must be a better person, a more knowledgeable person than you were then. And if you're not, well, it's time to get on that. No more waiting around. Sometimes we need shaken up to wake up. We're just going about our lives day in, day out. We're happy enough. It's good enough. But why not let it be the best? Why not wake up happier today than yesterday and happier the day after than the day before? You wake up every day with that opportunity to change your life and to be better. And you also are someone's mentor. You are someone's friend. You are someone's guide. You are someone's random stranger with happy thoughts. Take some time to think about the person that you were, the person you've become, and the person that you want to be. Who has been the positive influences in your life that make you want to be a better person? The positive influences in your life. Be that better person. Think of those happy memories. Enjoy them for a moment so that you can get back into your life, share its story with someone, and move forward with those little anecdotes that you've learned. And be that better person because of someone's positivity in your life. It's fun to take some time to reflect on those wonderful people who were part of your life. And it's ever-changing if you allow it to be. The growth that we go through as humans, from start to finish and everything in between. Make it worthwhile. Make it worth your while every single day. So my friends, when you watch this video, reflect upon the person that comes to mind first and enjoy some happy memories. I am Avalon, and I am happy to be your friend and your mentor. Until next time, thank you.